Inflation. You're talking about it. We're talking about it. Prices are rising at a 7.5% clip. That's according to the latest data. And one analysis finds inflation is siphoning off an average $250 from your household budget every month. And that family budget, well, it's about to face higher borrowing costs too, as the Federal Reserve will raise short-term interest rates as soon as next month. So, anything you can do to fight inflation in your budget? Well, yes, says Jill Schlesinger. She's business analyst at CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, let's talk about personal finance and interest rates. I mean, for years, borrowing money has been basically free, right? But we know the Fed is expected to raise short-term interest rates many times this year. What kinds of interest rates are going to go up, and what can we do about it?
Well, anything from credit cards, variable rate mortgages, maybe a variable rate student loan, because people who have maybe refinanced in the private student loan market, those are variable rates. Those rates are going to rise. So that would mean that if possible, we really want people to get a jump on paying those down. Additionally, we also are seeing rates rise for mortgages. Now, the Fed does not control mortgage interest rates. That's supply and demand. But it does stand to reason in a rising interest rate environment that all mortgage rates are starting to rise. I will point out that if you're lucky enough to own a home, you probably have some more equity in your home. And if you have some room, maybe you'd want to refinance. Maybe you want to lock in a variable mortgage. And maybe you want to wrap in some other debt that's higher cost right now to a lower cost mortgage interest rate.
Now, you have a list of things we can do to control inflation, including delaying spending. It's easier said than done, but what are you talking about?
I mean, it's very anti-American, delayed gratification, right? So I know if you're in the middle of a home renovation, you're going to probably say, oh my God, I can't do anything. You know, my kitchen is down to the studs. I understand that.
Yeah.
But if you are thinking about that or a huge family trip, maybe you want to scale it back. One of the easiest ways to avoid higher prices is to just delay some of your purchases. This is clear when it comes to vehicles. You know, new cars are rising 10-12% from a year ago. Used cars are up by 40%. One idea to consider, though, is if you're the kind of person who likes leasing cars and your lease is coming up, don't necessarily go out and get another lease. You look at that contract. You want to see if you can buy out your car at a pre-calculated price, which actually might be cheaper than anything you could get right now, because those prices are calculated when you start the lease, not at the end of the lease. So I think it's really worthwhile checking out whether you can lock in a good deal on a car coming off of a lease.
And finally, you recommend looking for cheaper generic alternatives to your favorite brands. Is there evidence shoppers are doing this now?
Well, they have been doing it over time. I was fascinated to learn that the world of generics really started as a response to the inflation spike of the 1970s. Today, generics and private labels, they account for almost 1 in 5 of all units sold. But 1 in 5, that's only 20% or so, right? I would think there's a lot more room. So if you are in love with your brand, I think maybe break up with that brand for Valentine's Day and find love in a generic.
Jill Schlesinger on Love and Money. She is business analyst at CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. Thank you, Jill, as always.
Great to be with you. Thanks.